We've all got scars, some on the outside and some on the inside. But we can't be defined by our scars. I've spoken with some extraordinary people about how they've become empowered by their scars. This is I've Got Scars, Baby. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I understand the whole concept of therapy may seem a bit uncomfortable for some, but I like to think of it this way. Some of the greatest athletes you know have had a coach to point out to them ways to improve their game. Some of the most talented actors have attended workshops to improve their craft. And some of the wealthiest CEOs owe their success to mentors. What if we thought of therapy in the same way? What if we looked at therapy as another set of eyes to help us figure out how to get to our next level of success? This is not about stigma. This is about strategy. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is therapy can help. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself and turn your scars into your superpower. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I've Got Scars, Baby listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/I've Got Scars, Baby. That's BetterHelp.com/I've Got Scars, Baby.
Yes. Okay. First of all, come through, beautiful. Come through. Come through, beautiful. Y'all don't even know what's going on. Y'all don't even know who we have here today on this show. I am so happy to have... Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. This woman is, she's just multifaceted. I'm just kind of like in awe of her sometimes because I'm like, girl, what don't you do? And not just don't you do, but don't you do very well. Okay. So right now we have the writer director of Seven Sharp, which is in a phenomenal short film that is coming out.
Thank you.
It's on its way out. And her name is Miss LaCora Stevens. She is doing her thing. And whoa, this film, ma'am. This film.
Audra, when you sent me the text, I was like, really? Exclamation point, question mark. Like, for
girl,
real, for real?
For real, for real. Like, I'm looking at this film and I'm like, so... this needs some conversations.
Yes, exactly.
That's several conversations.
That's what I want. That's yeah. What I want. Because you know, sometimes you'll watch a film. Look at me trying to button. I'm a little button. You know, look like a little filmmaker.
They're just looking fat. She's just fancy. I'm telling you, just fashion forward. Okay, but yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you'll see a film and it's like, oh, okay, it was cool, and then you're on to dinner.
Yeah.
I want a film that you could actually go on to dinner and talk about it and be like, no, she was right. She was wrong. He was right. He was
yeah.
Wrong. What would you have done if X, Y, and Z? But remember when that happened with so-and-so, you know, so that is what I actually wanted to accomplish. So thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for this particular platform, you know, it's not necessarily a platform that I just had like you are definitely not my first filmmaker, but it's not necessarily the platform where I'm like, okay, come on over here and just like, let's talk about, you know, the romantic comedy that you put out necessarily. Right. That's not necessarily what, you know, I've Got Scars, Baby is really about. But when we're talking about some things that really are like, they're scars that you're talking about in this particular film. And so I want to get into exactly what these scars are, what they really entail, because it's heavy and it's something that you got to really reflect on. So let's just jump on in. So Seven Sharp, what is this film about?
Ooh, Lord. And you know, it's so crazy because I always find myself getting long-winded. So I should just read the log line because I start getting into like all the details. But it's about a very avid family mm-hmm. that discovers a very sinister secret, family secret. And they must decide how they're going to deal with it. What choices are they going to make? Are they going to continue to keep it under wraps, you know, like they've always done, you know, for other situations? Or are they going to disrupt the pattern? So that's what it's truly about. It's very universal, very average, regular folks, no glitz, no mafia. No guns and special effects, you know, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Regular folks with regular struggles that most people can identify with. And that's what Seven Sharp is all about.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, we're going to have to dig deeper into that because the, goodness. Okay. So, so what was the motivation behind this film? Like as, What was going on that said, this is a story that needs to be told?
Ooh, now most of my projects kind of start with me looking at something, being unsatisfied or so satisfied that I could say, I could do that or I need to do that. So when I was working on my first project that I produced, Dating and Waiting, you know, creatively, there weren't some things going my way. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm director, I get to call the shots. I get to tell the story I want to tell. And so I just started thinking. So this has been in my head since what, 2015, 2016 or so. And I said, if I am to tell a story, what story should I tell? So then you start digging in your back pockets and you just start thinking about family stuff, your own experiences, things that you know about. And so I decided to tell this story, because it's something that happens a lot, you know, family secrets, we keep them. And number two, Iyanla has activated something to tell these people, like, open it up, talk about it so that you could start the healing process. That's number two. And number three, it's just like, regarding family secrets, are we truly going to keep doing the same thing, y'all? Like, are we really going to keep doing this like it's cool? Are we really just going to sit back and not do anything and just act like it ain't happened? And now we're forced with these awkward Thanksgivings. Like, that's cool. So it's like, let's talk about this. Let's just move on out. So that's why I created Seven Sharp.
Okay. So what is this secret? What, without giving too much away, without, you know, but what is the topic of discussion as it pertains to this movie that is so deeply embedded, I guess, in the average household, I guess, a lot of times, this secret, what is that the film kind of explores?
Well, I can't quite share what it is specifically, but let's talk about some of the things that are most common in household, like outside babies, your mama not really being your mama, but being your auntie, you finding out that you got a half brother or half sister that your mama or your daddy never told you about, or that they went ahead and had that baby, but they gave it away because they was forced into shame about the family, so they had to move all the way to North Carolina to give away that baby. Or maybe it's addiction, maybe it's molestation, maybe it's abuse, infidelity. Maybe it's an outside family that your father had that was living right down the street and you never even knew about. And then you're calling up your mama 10 years later asking, was Papa a Rolling Stone? So it's in the realm of one of those.
Yeah, things, that's you know? Where it is. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah.
So in your experience, because I know that you said that you looked around your life mm-hmm. and you saw some of these elements taking place. What really did you feel was was the motivation? What does the hiding look like? What is what? How did it affect people that you saw?
Audra, you know, sometimes we could look around, we could look to our left and we could see beauty, and we could look to our right and we could see pure evil and ugliness. Mm-hmm. I didn't opt for the beauty. I did take my mama's advice. Her biggest thing is she doesn't like that families have secrets and she wants to be very transparent about things. And there was one situation in my family that, well, we had a lot of situations going on, you know what I mean? Like most families, but it was one that just made me so sick, Audra. Mm-hmm. So bothersome. And so I just was like, man, what if this was talked about? What if, you know, and my family is pretty open about mm-hmm. certain things. They're like, child, you need to write a movie about this and that and this and that. You know how your families are.
Yeah.
But there was one story, one family secret that I just did not like. And it tripped me out because everybody, not everybody, but people were like, oh, so-and-so and so-and-so. And I'm like, so we just act like we cool? Oh, so we all on social media like everything is all right? Okay, I can't play that game.
Yeah.
So if I can't play that game, let me use the talent that God has given me to write it down, put it in a film so that we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I ain't with that. So y'all will see in the story, in the film, that, you know, it is a difficult matter to talk about. It's a difficult discussion to bring to the light. Sometimes it looks a whole lot better swept under the rug. You know what I mean? So it was a very sensitive matter that happened in the family. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that's a dog. And it bothered me, Audra. It just really bothered me. And so I'm like, and the person it affected, the people it affected.
Yeah.
It was bad. So, yeah.
Because that's the thing. When you're talking about secrets and you're talking about, you know, we're really going to talk about the danger in having family secrets, you know, that to me, I feel like is a very controversial topic. Because I think so many people are used to hiding. I know what it's like to hide because I hid my scars for essentially the first 25 years of my life. I was hiding. But it's one of those situations where it truly can negatively affect people and you don't get to the healing elements.
Right.
So what does it look like from a filmmaker's perspective and just having observed it, what does it look like to have these unhealed scars, even if it's through your character's eyes? What are the hiding the secrets? What does it look like as it pertains to your characters?
It could change the course of your life. It could have you living in a world that you think is real and it ain't, because you've convinced yourself that you're okay. You know what I mean? In the world of the characters, it could fester, you know, to a place to where there's some dark thoughts that start to enter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think when things go unhealed, which there's something called cinema therapy, I truly think that film could change lives. That's just me. I know people say, oh, theater, film, it's not brain surgery. It isn't. But it is, because I beg to differ. I truly feel that film and stories can be so universal. It could touch such a feeling that it could shift your paradigm and start to be the catalyst for you to make a change.
Yeah.
So with the characters, you see how, you know, it could just take you to a place to where, you know, things just aren't as they seem. When you see certain families. But then when you start to just take a little peek inside of their homes in that wonderful place we love to call the kitchen, where our grandmas and our nanas and our mamas could throw down. And then we eat this wonderful soul food. And then we start to discuss the problems of the day, the goods of the day. Mm-hmm. In that moment, it's just like, okay, are we really going to talk about what we really need to talk about?
Yeah.
Some of the characters where some it festers, some it's just a shell of a person walking around thinking that they're okay.
So I felt like it was very profound, and I feel like it's very different that you had a particular character and there are women that are starring in this film.
All black women.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't this, what I would consider to be a women are nurturers. A lot of times we love to give, you know, second, third, fourth, 15 chances to everything. Yeah. How do you feel like your characters differed in this particular project from what we consider to be, this is just how women are?
Right, because women are so different. We are nurturers. Mm-hmm. There's a certain way to protect and nurture. Mm-hmm. You know, you could look at a mama cub, a bear, you know, a mama bear with a cub. Yeah. Yes, you want to nurture and love and feed, but if something gets too close, it's dangerous. What you gonna do, Audra? She's going to start attacking. She's going to start devising a plan. So I realized that, yes, we see Black mothers in movies. We see Black grandmothers, and they always happy and joy, because Black women, despite what they say, we're not all angry. We're loving, we're kind, we give, and we're just like, oh, my babies. But there is another type of Black woman that exists that we don't get to see. And I wanted to go out on a limb and just say, let me do something a little different.
Yeah.
You know, something, I don't know, that just kind of intrigues me, Audra, because it's like, yeah, Black women, we are a lot of things.
Yeah.
Bad and ugly. Mm-hmm. But you may see it as ugly, but the next person may say, no, that's beautiful right there. She was willing to do X, Y, and Z for that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to do something a little different and write a different character and characters that we don't see often, but they do exist. I've done the research, people. It was some dark research, but I've done some research, and there are people like my characters that truly exist, but no one wants to write about them. No one wants to put shine on them, except for LaCora Latrell Stevens. Okay.
Because you really did. And that was a thing that was very different. It stood out to me because it wasn't just, I guess you would consider to be the tying up with a little bow and making it, you know, it was a very unique approach. But it was a very bold approach. And so I think that really kind of has had me thinking. I was like, oh my, like, you know, that's, yeah. So.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yes, because I was like, my goodness. But at the same time, you understand, because there's a part of you, you know, they say, you know, you have the light and then you also have the dark, you know? And so I think that was an element that I saw, in the film that was well, displayed in the film, that the light versus the dark, and you can understand both sides.
Yes. I'd like to say, you know, Old Testament versus New Testament. You know, I had a debate with a friend, and I feel that the Old Testament was very like hardcore. He's like, oh no, to me, the Old Testament is a love story. You know, so it all depends on how you look at it. And when viewers see Seven Sharp, some will look at the characters as the hero, as the villain. Some will see it as what they're doing is right, no, what they're doing is wrong. You know what I mean? And so it will make for a great discussion after, you know, at any dinner table in your home. So I say go on and check out Seven Chart when it's available. Okay.
I think you absolutely should. And I need to ask this. I got to ask. So how do you as a filmmaker feel like the industry, film and TV, can start to better address these types of issues? Do you think they're doing a great job already, or do you think that there's a little more work that can be done?
You know what, Audra? I'm part of a group called Women of Color Unite, and it's led by, are you part of JTC List with Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we know that she's very vocal. And she says that Hollywood is not doing a good job with telling our stories. Mm. And I agree with her, because the story that I have is not something that you see often. And I think what Hollywood needs to do is take a step into these little, you know, spaces like Women of Color, you know, Unite, or, you know, going to the Black Star Film Festival, Pan-African Film Festival, seeing these independent filmmakers like myself and say, well, what kind of stories do y'all have?
Yeah. You know,
we've been seeing the conversation on Black Twitter that slave movies aren't what's hot in the street anymore. So Black women filmmakers, directors, and writers out there, can y'all holler at us and let us know, well, what do y'all have so that we could greenlight some of the projects you have and make it, you know, mainstream so that the masses can see your stories? So I do feel like Hollywood has to do better.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Awesome. Awesome. So what would you like to see your film, Seven Sharp, do once it's released, and where would you like to see it go? How would you like to see it impact the world?
Audra, let me tell you something. No.
Oh, I love it. Of course. Of course. I love it.
With Seven Sharp, I made it very clear. I was like, God, a sister got a story to tell, and I think that is great. So make sure that Tyler Perry, Will Packer, Ava DuVernay, because, you know, she has a Ray. Julius and Viola Davis with Juvie Productions, you know, Cold Black, that they have a bidding war over my film so that it could become a feature project. You know, recently we saw at Sundance how a female filmmaker with the film Coda broke records and sold her feature for $25 million.
Yes.
By Apple TV. Why can't that be a Black woman? We just saw with Candyman, for the first time, a Black woman brought in number one box office. You know what I mean? Like, I want that, Audra.
Yeah.
It's cool to have six figures. Okay. But I want seven. I want eight. You know what I mean? So that's what I want with my project. Like, I want to see a great studio take this, produce it into something. I would still love for my actors, Aloma Wright, who is also—
They were phenomenal.
Yes, Aloma Wright. She's in Tyler Perry's Young Dylan right now. Then we have Andrea Bennett, also an emerging actress who does a great job, you know, and then we have a newcomer, Savannah Riley. I would love for them to be in it some way, somehow, because there's so much more to the story and so much backstory. So that's the ideal, is the idea is to have these major productions look at it, love it, want it, and fight for it so that they can produce it and make it fabulous. Like, that is what I want. So,
All right. Somebody is clear on their vision. I love it. And, you know, just from the outside looking in, I feel like it just definitely is a story that needs to be told. And there's so many different way, you know, places you can go with it. And it sounds to me like you really are focused on, you know, creating films that can get people to talk, get people to open up so that they can heal, essentially.
That's what, Audra, you hit the nail on the head. Like, yes, that is what I want.
Yeah. So. Well, I love it. So how can people see your film? Where can they view it? What's happening with that?
Well, you guys can go to my website, lakorastevens.com/projects, and it will always show what I have going on. Currently, if you want to know more about Seven Sharp, lakorastevens.com/7sharp. But you go there and all of the information will be updated as we go, from film festivals to where you get your tickets, to galleries, and more information about my fabulous crew. I have a Black female producer. Like, most of my DP was female. My first AC was a Black female. My crafty PA, like, I had a lot of women on my team. So I'm very proud of that. And you can find out more about them, about, you know, contacting them, as well as contacting me for more information, because we are always looking for. Look, I just got another executive producer yesterday on the project. So it's not too late if you want to be part of the film, because as I said, the film is growing. I want it to be more. Unless Tyler was gone on to call me today, or Ava be like, LaCora, I heard you wanted me. Yeah, Ava, I did. Let's talk, honey. So y'all could do the same thing. Hit me up on my website, lakorastevens.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am so excited for your film and for people to see it. I'm so blessed to have gotten a screener. I feel so special. So yes, you've got to definitely see this film. It is very powerful. It is definitely going to get you to talking. Is there anything else before we wrap up that you would like to share?
You guys, when you watch Seven Sharp, my short drama written and directed by LaCora Stevens, yours truly, you may have to take a second take on it to understand. I'm going to trust you, audience. I never assume that my audience is dumb. I learned that as a theater major, and I trust my audience to find the stories within the story. So as you watch Seven Sharp, be focused. Watch it. Hit up Will Packer, my fellow FAMU rattler. Let him know that I'm looking for him to have a meeting. And that's about it. That's all I'm going to say on that. So thank you. And to all my sponsors, thank you guys so much for your donations to make this happen.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. I am so excited. And let's see this. Let's see it do what it's going to do. And I'm excited because I feel like it's going to do
okay.
All right, now. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And I'm excited about your film, and continue blessings. Okay.
Thank you, boo. Appreciate it.
All right. Absolutely.